愿上帝赐福。
May the Lord bless us all。
我们大家打开希伯来书。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews。
我们也读第十一章二十七节。
Chapter 11, verse 27。
希伯来书第十一章第二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27。
翻到了弟兄念一遍，以后姐妹念一遍，以后大家再念一遍。
The brothers will read it once, the sisters next, and all of us together。
二三。姐妹们，一二三，他因着信就离开埃及，不怕亡命，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。大家读，他因着信就离开埃及，并不怕亡命，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。我们再次低头祷
告。That's great。
愿你的话发出亮光，照耀我们个人。愿你的道产生向下成为根，向上成为国的一个生命种，求主赐福我们每一个人，无论讲的、翻译的、听的，都同一位的圣灵领受造就。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求，阿门。我们上一次讲第二十六节的时候
，The last time when we spoke about verse 26,
我们提到摩西宁愿为基督受苦。
We mentioned that Moses was willing to suffer for Christ,
胜过埃及所有的财富。
More than all the treasures of Egypt,
这是价值观对现在生活里面很重要的例子。
This is an important example of the manifestation of value system in life.
天下有几个人像摩西有这样优越的环境？
How many people had such wonderful environment that Moses had?
他被生在希伯来的家里。
He was born in a Jewish family.
领受了世界最好的灵性同信仰的栽培。
And so he received the best spiritual guidance.
他被长大在埃及的王宫里。
But he grew up in the Egyptian palace.
领受了世界最好的学问的栽培。
And he had the best training in knowledge.
他的信仰跟他的知识。
And so his faith and his knowledge.
他对神对自然的了解。
Towards man and towards nature.
都是超乎众人之上最优越的栽培。
He had the best training more than anyone else.
不但如此，他还有世界最高的享受。
And he had the best enjoyment in life.
生在王宫里，住在王宫里面。
He lived in the palace.
绫罗绸缎，山珍海味，美女在他四周围。
He had all the best luxury that the place had.
所以这个摩西所有的、所经历的，是千万青年人盼望得到而没有办法得到。
Everything that Moses experienced would be something that millions wanted.
但是他清楚知道，价值不等于是价钱。
But he knew clearly that value is not the same as price.
价钱也不等于是价值。
Price is not the same as value.
所以他把价值放在价钱的上面。
When he placed value above the price,
当他把这个价值定位的时候
，When he had set the value,
甚至认为为基督受苦比全埃及的财宝还更宝贵。
He considered suffering for Christ to be of greater value than the treasures.
耶稣基督当时还没有生出来
，Jesus was not born yet.
比耶稣更早一千多年的人，怎么会决定为基督受苦
？How could a person who lived 1,000 years before Christ decide to suffer for him?
这表示他在信仰的探索的中间。
It means that he was searching in his faith.
他是真正找到了整个神国度的中心。
And he was able to find the central theme of the kingdom.
心意中的心意。
He can find the will of God's will.
神要建立他的教会。
God is going to build His church.
教会要顺服他的主。
The church will be obedient to His Lord.
主是父所差遣来的。
And the Lord is called by the Father.
为世人的罪曾经担当了最大的痛苦。
And He suffered the most for the sins of the world.
所以他已经到了保罗阐释基督论最高峰的时候所讲出来的话语。
He is able to see what the Apostle Paul said about Christology.
蒙召不但信服基督。
We are called not only to believe in Jesus,
我们要为他受苦
but to suffer for him.
保罗在一千多年以后就讲的话语。
The Apostle Paul said this 1,000 over years later.
摩西早就看到了信仰的中心。
But Moses already saw it long ago.
宁愿为基督受苦。
And so he was willing to suffer for Christ.
他认为这个是超过埃及所有的财宝。
He believed this to be greater value than the treasures of Egypt.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在上个次我对大家讲摩西的120年可以分成三个时期。
The last time I said that you can divide the life of Moses in three sections.
一个时期40年，第二个时期也40年。 第三个时期还是四十年。
Three segments of 40 years each.
四十乘三等于120。
120 in total.
我们上一次讲了两个四十年。
We talk about the first two 40 years.
第一个四十年，摩西修了所有的学问，享受的世界最高的物质的奢华宴乐，他可以说呢，有比别人更丰厚的一切。更优越的一切和本钱。
The first 40 years he enjoyed himself and learned the most more than anyone else.
他可以对自己说，看着镜子问自己说，有谁像你呢？很少青年人这个样子，你真是了不起。
And so he could look at himself in the mirror and say, I'm really something.
所以第一个四十年是了不起的感觉。
In the first 40 years, he thought of himself as something.
第二个四十年是起不了的感觉。
In the second 40 years, he thought of himself as nothing.
第三个四十年靠主才站得起来的感觉。
And the last 40 years, he was relying on the Lord to stand up.
所以第一个四十年 I am something.
In the first 40 years, he said, I am something.
I am perfect.
我是完美的。
I am superior.
我是比众人更好。
I am more than others.
我比个人更强。
第二个四十年的时候
，But the second 40 years,
不是 I am something, I am nothing.
就变成我是什么都不是。
I am lower than anybody.
我比任何人更差。
I am useless.
我没有用。
第三个四十年呢
？In the next 40 years,
only God is everything.
只有上帝是完全的。
所以成了我们每个人灵性三步骤的写照。
And this is a reflection of our spirituality.
当一个人什么都没有的时候
，When a person has nothing,
他的谦卑也不值钱。
The humility is not much.
因为他除了谦卑，没有路可走了。
Other than humility, there's nothing left.
他根本没有骄傲的本钱，还不谦卑要怎么办呢
？He is not nothing to be arrogant about.
所以他很谦卑。
And so he's always humble. I can't.
我不配。
I'm not worthy.
本来就不能，本来就不配。
This is the case.
所以不配的人讲不配，不是谦卑，是诚实。
When an unworthy person says unworthy, he's being honest.
不能的人讲不能，不是谦卑，是老实。
If you're not able, you're just being honest.
但是谦卑是什么呢
？What is humility then?
第二个步骤是什么
？The second step.
什么都能，什么都会的时候，就骄傲起来。
When you can do everything, you become arrogant.
什么不能？谦卑的人没有什么可以同情。
If you're humble because you have nothing, there's nothing special.
没有什么可以我们这个佩服和称赞。
There is nothing we should praise about.
什么都能而骄傲，也没有什么可以批评的。
But if a person is arrogant because he knows all things, there's nothing to criticize.
因为他真的什么都能嘛。
Because he is very able.
他的才智过人嘛。
He has great talent.
他讲我真的了不起，我比别人更好，这也不过是另外一种的诚实而已。
When a person says I'm better than everyone else because he truly is, it's only honest.
许多人对有才能的人讲诚实话是恨之入骨的。
But we hate people who are honest when they are talented.
我认为我们应当要学习不要如此。
I think we ought to learn not to do so.
如果有一些的青年人，有一些的基督徒，他们很有才干的话
，If there are very talented Christians around,
他们虽然骄傲
，although they may be arrogant,
我们应当承认他有本钱骄傲。
We ought to at least admit that they have the talent.
他有资格骄傲。
They qualify to be arrogant.
但是神不会因为人有资格就准许人骄傲。
But of course, God will not permit that just because you can do it.
从这一点，我们盼望什么？不是盼望他们什么都没有，使他们恢复，不得不要谦卑。
Our hope is not that they will lose everything so that they are forced to be humble.
我们盼望他更聪明、更能干，什么都更能，然后上帝打他，给他谦卑下来。
But we hope that they have greater talent and that the Lord will rebuke them into humility.
第一个生命的步骤
，the first step in life
就是充实自己
，is to fulfill ourselves.
第二个生命的步骤
，the second step
就是荡空自己。
Is to empty ourselves.
第三个生命的步骤
，the third step
是充满神与他的灵
，is to be filled with the spirit of God.
摩西的生命就是这样。
This was the case for Moses.
摩西的第二个四十年
，the second 40 years
是离开埃及的四十年
，was the year in which he left Egypt.
摩西的第三个四十年
，the third 40 years
又是离开埃及的四十年
，was the time he left Egypt.
摩西第一次离开埃及的时候
，the first time he left Egypt，
他自己决定要以上帝的百姓一同受苦。所以离开
was because he decided to suffer with the people of God.
摩西的第二个四十年离开埃及的时候
，when he left on the second 40 years,
神叫他把受苦的百姓带出来，不必继续受苦，所以他离开埃及。
It was because the Lord commanded him to bring the people out of Egypt.
摩西的第一个四十年
，the first 40 years of Moses,
离开埃及是出于自己的信仰、使命感和他的愿意。
He left Egypt willingly because of his sense of mission.
摩西的第二个四十年离开埃及
，the second 40 years in which he left.
神叫他先进埃及，再把以色列百姓带出埃及。
was because of the commandment of God in which he had to enter Egypt and lead the people out.
所以今天我们要问这卷圣经到底是指第一次离开埃及或者是第二次离开埃及呢？
And so we want to ask ourselves whether this is the first leaving or the second leaving.
在许多的解经书里面有的有讨论有的没有讨论。
Some commentaries will talk about it, some not.
有的人认为可能就是离开埃及是第二次，但我坚持这是第一次离开埃及。
I insist that this is the first leaving of Egypt.
因为在前面的一节告诉我们
，The earlier verse says,
他愿意为基督受苦
，He was willing to suffer for Christ.
他愿意住在上帝的百姓中间
，And live among His people.
他不愿意住在王宫
，He was not willing to live in the palace.
他不愿意成为法老女儿的儿子
，Not to be known as the son of the daughters of Pharaoh.
所以这个离开埃及是指第一次，不是指第二次。
And this referred to the first time he left Egypt.
因为他第二次离开埃及的时候
，The second time he left Egypt,
已经没有法老女儿的儿子的这个身份。
He already lost the status of the son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
已经没有埃及的财宝在他四周的这个身份。
He already did not have any of the treasures.
所以二十七节应当解释是摩西第一次离开埃及的经历。
Therefore, verse 27 should be the first leaving.
摩西第一次离开埃及的时候
，The first time he left,
他是做了一个平生最大的决定。
He made the greatest decision in his life.
这不是我的家。
This is not my home.
这不是我的国。
Not my country.
这不是我的族。
Not my people.
这些工作不是我应当做的工作。
These work are not my work.
他年幼的时候，母亲对他的影响太大。
His mother influenced him greatly when he was young.
我们曾经思想过，可能他在他自己母亲手下只有三年、只有五年的机会。
We thought that he probably has 3 to 5 years with his mother.
然后一并把他送回埃及的王宫里面去。
And he was sent back to the palace.
在这三年里面，要怎样建立一个伟大的信仰在幼儿的头脑里面
？How do you establish a great faith in a young person?
在三年里面，能够把这么伟大的传统放进他的心灵的深处。
How do you place such a great tradition within his heart in the ears?
我相信摩西的母亲跟摩西至少是一样伟大的。
I believe that the mother of Moses was probably as great as he was.
这个世界的历史常常纪念伟人，而没有记得纪念伟人背后的母亲。
Many a time we remember people who are great, but we forget about their mothers.
我们人类亏欠了许多伟大的母亲。
We are lacking in this area. We have not remembered great mothers.
摩西对世界的影响这么大。
The influence of Moses is so great.
如果不是他的母亲从他小的时候把这伟大的信仰放在他里面
，It were not for his mother who placed this great faith in his heart,
摩西就不可能有这个伟大的决定。
It would be impossible for Moses to be so great.
摩西到了40岁的时候
，When he was 40,
他做了一个很重要的决定。
He made a very important decision.
离开埃及。
To leave Egypt.
我要离开这个王宫。
I want to leave this palace.
离开这个享受的时候。
And live this life and enjoy it.
当他决定做这件事的时候。
When he decided.
这是完全母亲在他生命中间投下的资本，就是灵性的投资所产生的真正的果效。
It must have been because of the investment that the mother has placed in his heart spiritually.
所以他就走出王宫了。
And he left the palace.
走出王宫代表什么呢
？What does this mean?
代表不愿意过一个象牙塔里面的生活。
It means that he's not willing to live in the ivory tower.
他不愿意过一个自我清高、自我这个麻醉的一种生活。
Or a life that is tremendously self-centered.
他出去了。
He left.
当他离开埃及的时候
，When he left Egypt,
他清楚知道，因为他里面流的不是埃及人的血。
He knew that within his veins is not the blood of the Egyptians.
他里面有亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的血统。
But the blood of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他不属于这个世界的荣华富贵。
He did not belong to the world.
他属于神永恒的旨意跟基督的苦难。
He belonged to the eternal will of God and the suffering of Christ.
所以他从王宫出来。
He left the palace.
到百姓的中间去视察。
And live among the people.
他一看就看见了不公义的事情。
And he saw unrighteousness.
他一看就看见了自己百姓受苦。
And saw the suffering of the people.
他一看就看见了与他信仰中间的神的公义本性。不相同的法律。
He saw a law that is different from the law that is in his heart.
所以你可以想象他心中就如同刀割，如同针刺一样的痛苦。
You can imagine the pain he must have suffered in his heart.
他甚至就我自己这样好的机会，在王宫里面这样舒服的生活，没有办法解决我的同胞所受的痛苦。
He knew that the life he had in the palace could not solve the problem of his people.
所以他走进他们中间。
And he went into them.
亲眼看见埃及人正在打。 正在辱骂，正在压迫他的同胞。
He witnessed for himself how the Egyptians persecuted his people.
这个见义勇为的本性。
And his nature of standing up for other people.
血气方刚的这个精神。
And this very impulsive spirit.
马上动起手来就把这个埃及人打死。
Created a situation where he killed the Egyptian.
从这一句话你觉得摩西体格多大？
From here we see how strong he must have been.
因为做奴仆的一定很有体力才可以做奴仆的。
You have to be very strong to be a slave.
管奴仆的一定要比奴仆更有力。
And so the supervisor must have been stronger.
管奴仆的这么有力，摩西一打就把他打死，摩西一定更有体力。
And for Moses to kill him, he must have been very strong.
这样坚强的一个人，
such a strong person,
就把埃及人打死，
killed the Egyptian.
打死了他心里想，这个就是我侍奉上帝的第一步了。
And he thought this is the first step of his ministry.
主啊，你的百姓需要我这样的。
Oh Lord, your people need me.
如果我这样一直打下去，一直杀下去，把埃及人有一天都杀光了，新的盼望就来到以色列。
A new hope will come if I can kill all the Egyptians.
这是他最幼稚的想法。
This is a very immature thing.
也是他尽心尽力的侍奉。
But he tried his best.
他是很勇敢的。
He was courageous.
把埃及人打死。
And killed the Egyptians.
把督工打死。
And kill the supervisor.
好像你在仇敌的营中间把他们的将军打死一样。
As if you're killing the general in your enemy's camp.
这是很危险的事情。
Dangerous thing to do.
所以当他这样做了以后呢？
When he did that,
他感觉到没有事。
He thought not everything is fine.
他是很聪明的人。
He was very intelligent.
他没有打一件先东张西望有没有人看。
He probably looked around.
看到没有一个埃及人注意他的时候，他才把他打死。
When he thought that he was alone, he killed the Egyptian.
当天回家去。
When he went home,
他一定很好睡。
He probably slept well.
很有成就感。
Sense of accomplishment.
侍奉主有了果子。
As a fruit of his ministry.
不是叫人生的果子，是叫人死的果子。
The fruit that killed someone.
所以当天晚上的主啊，我为你做了一件大事。
The evening he probably prayed, Lord, I accomplished.
主啊，我就愿意这样侍奉你。
I'm willing to serve you this way.
我尽心尽力杀埃及人。
I will kill all the Egyptians.
我要拯救你的百姓。
And save your people.
我现在有这个地位。
I have this status.
有这个权柄。
His power.
我就以这个王公特别的身份来处理不公义的事情。
With this special status of the palace, I can deal with this.
他以为他正在帮忙上帝。
He thought he's helping God.
请问上帝需要你帮忙吗？
Would God need our help?
基督的教会需要你产生贡献吗？
Would the Church of Christ needs us?
我对我自己的教会讲了超过十次。
I told this to my own church more than 10 times.
No one come to help.
没有一个人来帮。
No one come to contribute.
没有一个人来贡献。
每一个在这里侍奉的人，不要以为你在帮助上帝，你在帮忙这个教会。
Everyone who is serving here, don't think that you are helping God.
那么如果你问唐牧师，那我们做什么呢？
Then you ask me, what do we do then?
You come to learn.
你来学习。
You come to serve.
你是来服侍。
Come to search for the guidance of the Lord.
你来寻找上帝的旨意。
你来寻求神。
You come and seek him.
你来学习。
Come and learn.
你来侍奉。
And come and serve.
我们用恐惧战兢，像奴仆要讨上帝我们的主人喜悦的态度来求主收纳我们的侍奉。
With a heart of trembling fear, we want to seek the Lord's pleasure.
许多人的侍奉就不是如此。
This is not the case when many people serve God.
我是这么有学问的人。
I'm very knowledgeable.
我是这么有深入社会身份的人。
I have great social status.
我是这么多经验的人。
I have great experience.
我的教会来帮助这个教会。
And I come to help your church.
这个教会不需要我帮助，我帮助别的教会。
If this church don't need me, I go another church.
这种的人专找那个在哪一个教会可以大出风头，他就在那个地方做礼拜。
And these people look for churches in which they can be prominent.
还有一些教会的灵很明白，就快点给他高位，他就感到在那边很有主的家的味道。
And many church leaders understand this, and so they quickly get these people.
结果他一生一世就在侍奉，就在帮助，就在贡献，从来没有休息。
And in the entire life, they just work and work and ministry without learning.
结果怎么办呢？
In the end,
教会也不因为他的侍奉有多大的兴旺。
The church did not revive because of their ministry.
也没有许多人因为他的侍奉，结果只归向上帝。
And not many people know the Lord because of them.
结果大家教会就看见这几个伟大的人物，就看不见上帝。
Everybody can see these great people, but they cannot see God.
摩西第一个四十岁的时候。
The first 40 years of Moses life,
各样的学问，
he had all knowledge,
各样的才干，
all talent,
可以有很大的口才，
a great articulate,
他的侍奉是先续的侍奉，
but his ministry is of the flesh,
他的侍奉是从他这个未成熟的灵性的侍奉，
it came from an immature spirituality.
我问你，如果摩西每一天杀死一个人，四十年会杀死多少人？
If Moses killed a person a day for 40 years, how many would he kill?
摩西一天杀死一个人，
if he killed one person a day,
每天杀都没有被人家发现。
And nobody ever discovered it.
从来没有产生法律问题。
No legal problems.
那么一年就杀死365个这个埃及人。
And every year he can kill 365.
四年就3650个。
In 10 years, 3650.
40年就14060个。
And in 40 years will be 14,600.
是不是一万四千？
14,600.
如果他40年每天杀一个人。
But if 40 years he killed one every day.
侍奉到40年以后呢？
40 years later.
埃及人那40年就少了14万人。
And for the Egyptian, there will be that many people missing after 40 years.
但是那40年埃及生出来可能100万人。
But maybe a million will be born to replace them.
血气侍奉上你永远不能成就大事。
You cannot accomplish much if you serve within your flesh.
神根本不要这样的方法。
The Lord does not want this.
神根本不需要这样的侍奉。
He does not need this.
你因为你的钱帮助上帝。
You think your money is helping God?
你的勇气帮助上帝。
You think your bonus is helping God?
上帝说 forget it.
God said, forget it.
我不需要你
I do not need
我用我自己的方法是超过人的智慧超过人的道路
I use my own method that is higher than your thinking process
中国大陆到1949年的时候
In 1949 in China
差不多4亿半的人口
There are about 400 million people
那么信主的人只有280万
But there are only 2.8 million Christians
包括基督教跟基督教的总数
Including all the Roman Catholics together
所以要使中国人信主要怎么办呢
How do you make the Chinese believe?
我们需要从外国先进入许多的先教士
We had to bring in a lot of missionaries.
几千个宣教士进来
，few thousands of them.
几万个宣教士进来
，tens of thousands.
每一个传福音，传福音，传福音，中国就会信主了。
Every one of them, if they preach hard,
是不是这样
？Come to know the Lord.
是
，seems to be.
我们的想法是这样
，our thinking process.
上帝的想法不一样。
But this was not the case for God.
上帝的做法是什么呢
？What did God do?
所有宣教士滚蛋，教会就复兴了。
All the missionaries had to leave and the church revived.
所以到了1953年以后呢
？In 1953,
全中国没有一个西洋宣教士。
There is not one Western missionary. All of them were kicked out.
教会宣教士都回去了以后
，and all the missionaries left.
全世界人说中国教会死了，完了，完了，完了。
Everybody said the Chinese church is gone.
上帝说完了吗？
God
不是
said, is it gone? ，No.
我要告诉你
，I will tell you.
不是你帮助我
，It's not that you are helping me.
我自己做我的事情
，I will do my own thing.
我有自己的方法
，I have my own method.
所以从1953到1983年。
From 1953 to 1983,
中国教会增加了差不多5000万的基督徒。
The Chinese church increased by 50 million people.
怎么可能呢
？How was this possible?
神做的办法不一样。
The methods of God were different.
神用怎么样的办法呢
？What sort of method did he use?
神借着仇敌建立他的能力。
Through his enemy, he built his power.
毛泽东反对上帝。
When Mao Zedong was against God,
上帝说我要用你。
God said, I will use you.
你不知道我怎么用你，但是我用你。
You do not know how I use you, but I'm using you.
怎么用毛泽东呢？
How did he use it?
很奇怪的方法
了。With a great marvelous way.
毛泽东是全中国都讲国语，所以传福音就很容易了。
And Mao Zedong enabled everybody to speak Mandarin.
从前福建山东跟这个山的东边西边的人也讲话都不一样。
In the past, there were different dialects from one place to another.
中国忽然间全国讲国语。
But suddenly, the whole country spoke one language.
福音广传。
And the gospel could be spread.
所以从前交通很不方便。
In the past, there was no good transportation.
交通四通八达。
But now there's a good traffic system.
所以福音就广。
The gospel was spread.
这些都是宣教士不能做的事情。
These were things the missionaries could not do.
几百万、几亿美金也不能解决的问题。
Problems that cannot be solved with millions upon millions of dollars.
所以我说毛泽东是上帝的仆人。
And so I say Mao Zedong is the servant of God.
大家说一二三，毛泽东是上帝的仆人，什么仆人？上帝的反面仆人，不是正面的仆人。
It's a negative servant of God.
杨长老是上帝的正面的仆人。
Reverend Dong is the positive.
有的是反面的仆人。
Some are negative.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们都以为多多宣教士中国人才会信主。
We always think that we just push the missionaries in.
上帝方法不一样。
Other methods of God.
宣教士你全部回去。
All the missionaries get out.
中国人开始信主。
And then the Chinese believe.
这很奇怪的事情。
This is marvelous.
我有一次在美国这个 Minneapolis 讲道。
Once I was preaching in Minneapolis.
有两个年轻的姐妹在那边念书。
There were two young sisters studying there.
她问你是唐崇荣吗？
He said you are Stephen Dong.
我们都听过你的录音带。
We have heard you on the audio.
好像我们也是信主的。
We are Christians.
我们在中国信主的。
We believe in China.
我今天告诉你，在中国曾经发生过万人布道大会堂牧师，你知道吗？
Let me tell you that we have a great gospel rally in China.
万人布道大会。
10,000 people.
Evangelistic meeting for 10,000.我说怎么可能
？How is this possible？
在哪里租 microphone？
Where is the microphone？
Speaker，
the speaker。
Amplifier 多少大？
Amplifier。
怎么可能呢？
How is this possible？
他说不用的。
She said no need。
不用，我才知道中国人声音这么大啊！对一万人讲到不用 microphone。
No need to use a microphone for 10,000 people。
你知道什么办法吗？
She said,
上帝做工。
Oh,
有一次在农场，一万多人在那边收割。
Once about 10,000 people were
harvesting. 收割收割的时候呢
，when they harvesting,
部分的基督徒就开始讲道。
There were some Christians who started preaching.
他也不敢大声讲。
They dare not preach loudly.
对旁边的人讲。
They spoke to the person aside.
是人。
Then the Lord loves the world.
他的独生子是给他的。
It is only son.
也包括赐给你。
And also give to you.
信他。
If you believe in him,
不是灭亡反得永生。
You will not perish by eternal
life. 所以他听了以后呢，
很大了。
好，你告诉别人好不好？
And they spread it.
他一句就跟着一句。
And then they follow it.
上
帝还是人。The
Lord loves you.
The Lord loves you.
再对了，上帝还是人。
And they keep spreading it.
把耶稣赐给他们。
And Jesus is given to you.
把耶稣给他们，一传十，十传百，百传千，千传万，不必 amplifier， 不必 microphone， 万人不到大会。
And this is a gospel rally without any microphone.
我说你们怎么知道的？
I say how do you know this?
那一次我们也在其中了。
She said we were there.
所以我们知道。
And so we knew.
一万多人都听见福音了。
And over 1,000 people heard the gospel.
听了就传。
They spread it themselves.
他们跟我们不同地方，他们听了就传，我们听了三十年了还没有传。
The difference is that we do not spread the gospel.
而且还会笑。
And we laugh about it.
你没有使命感。
You have no sense of mission.
你没有期待感。
No sense of urgency.
你没有对灵魂的这个责任感。
The sense of responsibility towards spirit.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord forgive
us. 所以摩西说：“上帝，我为你工作。”
Moses said, "God, I will
give you. 我奉献给你。
I give my life to you.
我杀埃及人。
I killed the Egyptians.
我又改进。
I say to people,
我愿意受苦。
I'm willing to suffer."
上帝说
："The God said,
你想我需要你帮助。
Do you think I need you?
给我滚蛋。
Get out.
就把他赶到旷野去。
And face him to the wilderness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，上帝把他赶到旷野去的。
When God sent him to the wilderness,
就是四十年。
He went for 40 years.
就跟他从年轻到他奉献做传道整个年的一样长。
The same length when he thought he's
going to go. 不同的地方在哪里？
The difference would
be 第一个四十年。
The first 40 years.
他是个多么有意义。
He had great meaning in
life. 多么令人羡慕。
Envious life.
多么伟大。
A great life.
他学习了多少的知识。
He learned great knowledge.
丰丰富富。
With great abundance.
第二个四十年呢？
But the second 40 years.
平平淡淡。
With very plain.
毫无什么价值可言。
Not much value.
天天跟羊在一起。
Every day he was with the sheep.
他就变成羊牧师了。
He became Reverend.
他是羊的牧师了。
The pastor.
天天牧羊。
Every day.
早上起来，太阳起来。
The sun rises.
牧师也起来。
Moses
awoke. 太阳下山。
When the sun sets.
摩西也下山。
He also set.
太阳起来。
When the sun rises.
他把羊带出去。
He brought the sheep.
太阳下去。
When the sun sets.
他把羊带回来。
He brought the sheep back.
这样四十年 so boring.
Forty years was very boring.
多么讨厌。
A sickening life.
多么厌烦。
A life that is not fun.
多么平淡的生活。
Simple and plain.
老在这种没有意义的生活中。
And he lived a meaningless life.
因为神不要你用智慧、聪明、血气来帮助他的工作。
Because God does not want us to use our flesh and our impulsiveness to serve Him.
那么这件事情告诉我什么？
The Bible verse says,
摩西因着信就离开埃及。
By faith he left Egypt.
因为他不怕王怒。
He was not afraid of the anger of the king.
这句话我不能解释。
Can we explain this?
摩西之所以离开埃及。
For Moses to leave Egypt,
就是因为他怕王怒才离开的嘛。
Probably was because he is afraid
of the king.
He killed the Egyptian.
以后呢，人家要抓他。
And he was to be arrested.
他就逃了。
So he escaped.
因为怕王怒。
He was afraid.
所以他就离开埃及。
So he left.
所以这一句一定不是指第一次离开埃及。
And so this must not refer to the first one.
这一句应当是指第二次离开埃及。
It probably referred to the second leaving of Egypt.
法老大发脾气。
The Pharaoh was afraid.
不准以色列离开。
The Pharaoh was angry.
他温和为了离开。
And he said, "I'm going to leave."
解释成第二次比较适合。
So it seems right to interpret this as the second one.
不是。
This is not how it
works. 离开埃及的时候。
When Moses left Egypt.
离开王宫的时候。
When he left the palace.
看到不公义的社会。
He saw an unjust society.
看到了百姓受人的侮辱。
The people being humiliated.
那个时候他打埃及人的时候。
When he killed the Egyptian,
就是不怕王怒。
He was not afraid of the king.
这么做的时候，
when he dared to do that,
就是向当时最高的法律来挑战。
He was challenging the legal system.
所以我想，这是第一次离开，不是第二次离开。
And so I treat this as the first leaving, not the second one.
历史中间有两个人离开王宫到民间去。
In history, there are two persons that left the palace.
一个就是摩西。
First one was Moses.
过后是差不多900年以后的另外一个人叫做释迦牟尼。
900 years later, Shakyamuni was the second one.
释迦牟尼离开王宫的时候。
When Shakyamuni left the palace.
民间看实在的情形。
He went to the people.
他才知道天地之间的差别。
He knew there was a difference between heaven and earth.
王宫里面生活太舒服了。
The palace was so comfortable.
在王宫外面的人太痛苦。
Other people are in pain.
在王宫里面的太富有了。
There are great wealth in the palace.
是为什么你太贫穷了?
But there were great poverty.
原来生孩子是这么苦的一件事。
That having a child is such pain.
原来人到老的时候是这么苦的事情。
Old age is so painful.
原来人病的时候是这么苦的事情。
Sickness is so painful.
原来人死的时候就把苦丢给一家的人。
And death make the family suffer.
所以他做了一个结论, 生老病死苦。
And so he made a conclusion, birth, death, sickness, and life itself.
生苦,老是苦,病是苦,死是苦,生老病死苦。
All these things are suffering.
看完了以后怎么样呢?
After that, what did he do?
知道人类的痛苦,他就离开人间,去求幸福,去求真理,去求整个明白人生的意义。
And he left the people to try to seek for the understanding of life.
第二个,我们要提的就是摩西。
The second person was Moses.
比释迦牟尼离开王宫更早900年。
Earlier than Shakyamuni for 900 years.
摩西也离开王宫了。
Moses left the palace too.
离开王宫的时候,
when he left,
他看见不公义的社会,
he saw an unjust society, the pain in the people.
是不是就离开他们去求真理呢?
Did he seek for the truth after that?
他就投入世界,
he went in
there
and killed the person.
所以这是两种不同的宗教。
These are two different faiths. One escaped from the reality and leave the society to look for the knowledge after the reality. The second faith, a faith that enters into the society to face life, to deal with injustice. Christianity is not a faith that comes out of life. It is one that enters into
the
world. When Jesus came to the earth, he is the best example for all who left the palace. He did not leave the palace on earth. He left heavenly palace and came to earth to become a human being without basic human rights. And he was born in a manger. He was born in a place for animals. He had the least of human rights. He said, foxes have four and the birds in the air have a nest, but the Son of Man has not a place to lay his head. He came into the people and live among them and understand our difficulties. He had his salvation among us.
摩西就像耶稣基督一样,
Moses was like Jesus Christ. He went to his people in the midst of their suffering. And he did not care about himself, he wanted to solve the problem. But the matters of God was beyond him. When Moses was influenced by his mother,
长大以后,
after he was grown, his concept in his mind was translated into action. He was not afraid of the
king.
This was demonstrated in two ways. He was a bold person. He maintained his status. I know that my status is not of the palace. I know that my blood is not of the Egyptian.
Blood.
My faith is not the polytheistic faith. I have one God. The revelation from Abraham. I have responsibility towards the people of God. And he was willing to admit his status. Many Christians, they not admit their status as a Christian outside of the church. Especially when we are among people who are against Christianity, we dare not admit it. This is very pathetic.
摩西持定, 坚守, 他的这个本分,
Moses maintained his status.
他勇敢承认他的身份,
boldly he admitted his status.
一样,
second,
摩西勇敢面对不对的法律,
he was willing to face the unjust law.
这是不公义的,
this is unjust. And this is a unjust society. Where the powerful bully the the Egyptians persecute my people. He faced such a law. He had a righteous challenge. Such a challenge is something lacking in many young people. all of us have traditions.
青年人循规蹈矩。
For young people to follow the pathway.
从来没有过问这个规这个矩到底是不是按公义的定律制定出来。
Many times we do not ask whether this is just.
我们就没有办法改变世界的历史。
So we cannot change the history of the world.
我们没有办法重写新的一页。
We cannot write a new chapter.
因为我们已经做了旧传统的奴仆了。
We become enslaved to the old tradition.
我们中了历史那个错误的传统的毒。
We become poisoned by the wrong tradition.
我没有办法把这个时代转变过来。
And we say we cannot turn this around.
今天我们需要离开王宫。
Today we need to leave the palace.
今天我们需要进到人间。
We need to go among the people.
今天我们需要真正明白社会的困难。
We need to truly understand the problem of the society.
今天需要面对强敌而敢奋斗。
We need to face a strong enemy and be willing to fight.
这就是这一节圣经的意思。
This is the meaning of this verse.
不怕王怒。
He was not afraid of king's anger.
敢反对。
He dared to face
it. 敢抵挡。
He dared to fight against
it. 敢打埃及人。
He dared to hit the Egyptians.
结果呢，他一定要被赶出埃及。
And then he must be chased away.
所以他离开埃及，就是因为不怕王怒而离开，不是因为怕王怒而离开。
He left Egypt therefore not because he was afraid, but because he was not afraid.
要把整个前后的关系把它接连起来。
When you link the beginning and the end together,
你才会看见本质，不蒙昧于现象界里面。
You will understand the essence and not be fooled by the
surface. 人家要抓他，他害怕他去走，他怕王怒，不是。
You think that he escaped because he was afraid of the people.
如果他早就怕王怒。
If he were afraid in the beginning,
为什么离开这个皇宫跑到民间去？
Why did he go among his people in the first place?
为什么他敢打这个埃及？
Why did he dare strike the Egyptian?
他敢面对这些不公义的法律？
Why did he dare face these unjust laws?
像摩西这种人，神才把律法赐给他，来改变全世界的法律。
Because of his character, God is willing to give him laws to change the whole world.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
在这样一个年轻人的身上。
In such a young person.
神把律法寄托下来了。
God gave him the laws.
神使他可以颁布十条的诫命。
For the Ten Commandments.
神是全世界每一个国家法律最重要的根基，人类的基础。
That became the most important foundation of the legal systems around the world.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
摩西他为了有信心的缘故。
In because of his faith.
他就离开了埃及。
Moses left Egypt.
他并不怕王怒。
He was not afraid of the king.
他母亲在他身上所做的教导已经明雅结果了。
The teaching of his mother is bearing fruits now.
我再多一点对你们讲，幼年所受的家庭教育是非常非常重要。
I told you before, it is very important to teach the young.
你们中间很多年轻人可能刚刚结婚，可能刚刚有孩子，注意听这些话。
And many of you who just have a family and just have children, listen carefully.
那笨的父母是小的不懂事，等他大了自己会懂。
The parents that are not very intelligent will say that the children will learn by themselves.
这是很愚蠢的教育办法。
This is a very silly education
system. 因为小孩子不懂事嘛。
They are very young, so they don't know.
我告诉你，小孩子很懂事。
Actually, children know a lot.
不懂得这是个事情的老人家才不懂事。
It is the adults that do not know much.
小孩子很懂事。
Children knows a lot.
就是等他大了，他就懂了。
You say let them learn by themselves.
他大了不是懂，他跑到你头上去小便便。
When they grow old, they actually climb over your head.
礼拜四我坐飞机回来的时候。
On Thursday when I was on the plane.
飞机上呢，我的旁边有个两岁的孩子。
There was a two-year-old child beside me.
我在这边。
I was one side.
他在走廊的那一边。
The child was the other side of the aisle.
他的祖母抱住他。
The grandmother was carrying her.
他一直抓他祖母的头发。
But he kept yanking the hair.
拉他祖母的头发。
Or the grandmother.
祖母爱孙爱到傻里傻气。
The grandmothers would love the kids so much.
让他抓，让他抓，让他拔。
And so let the child yank the hair.
我看了很不顺眼。
I was quite unhappy.
我就找机会要对付他。
I had to find opportunity.
不是我的孩子。
Although that was not my child.
作为人类，对人类有责任。
I think I have responsibility towards humanity.
我就看看这个孩子要怎么样对付他。我看他的面孔了。
I look at the
child. 长得相当漂亮。
A very pretty one.
但可能就是宠坏了，所以更有一种满胆在里面。
Probably spoiled.
啊，他不知道我也有满胆在我身上。
But I'm also very fierce.
所以我一直看着他。
I stare at the child.
后来就看着我。
The child stare at me.
我就瞪着他。
I stare at him.
他也就瞪着我。
He stare at me man.
我不久也，他再抓头发。
When he tried to
yank
the hair again.
把他拉了以后，我就不能再忍耐了。
I couldn't stand it.
我手伸出去打他一下。
I hit the child.
我说不可以抓祖母的头发。
I said you cannot yank the hair of your grandma.
他就瞪着我。
And the child looked at me.
我就瞪着他。
I look at him back.
想相瞪大概有二十秒钟。
About 20 seconds later.
有他的眼神就慢慢软下来。
The child gave way.
我还是硬硬的。
But I was stunned.
我心理上已经得胜了，对不对？
It means I'm victorious.
我说不可以啊。
I said, cannot do
this. 当我管他的时候
when I took care of him,
不但他瞪着我
not only did he stare at me,
祖母也瞪着我
the grandmaster at me.
这个两三代的人都瞪着我
a few generations of people stare at me.
事情就不简单了
so it became complicated.
祖母的眼光里面有两种声音
there are two voices
一种的声音是什么
in the eyes of the grandma.
都不是你的事为什么你要管呢
first one is none of your business.
我是孙吗
this is my grandchild.
我跟你跟他拔头发有我的事情吗根本不被你管嘛
you don't have to take
care of him. 好像眼睛里有那个话语
the eyes seem to say that.
眼睛会说话的
our eyes can speak.
所以你谈恋爱的时候常常口不敢讲眼睛先讲
so when you're in love your eyes can speak.
眼睛会说话的所以他的第一句话是说不是你的孙为什么你要管我
the first thing that I said was it's none of your business.
第二句话是什么
the second one.
跟你这样管也好反正我自己管不来
it's probably good for you to take care of the kid.
眼睛很矛盾的
so she was confused.
我对这种矛盾已经看惯了
I am used to this.
虽然他年纪比我大
although she was older.
我就对他笑笑
I smile at her.
小孩子不可以太坏蛋。
I say you cannot spoil the child.
你想这样孩子会大哭吗？
Do you think the child will cry? No.
会发生问题吗？没有。
Is there a problem? No.
过了半个钟头以后，
half an hour later,
我看时间到了。
I think the time is
up. 我对那个孩子说，
I said to the child,
过来这里。
Come here.
他就过来了。
And the child came.
啊，你看产生果效了。
啊、
过来了以后。我抱你
and I'll carry you,
你甚至说我就抱他了。
And I carry the child.
抱了一两分钟以后。
A few minutes later.
我要祖母。我要祖母。
I want my grandma, she said.
我再把他放回去。
I left him.
他就听我的话，顺我的权威。
And the child listened to me.
两岁的孩子。
Two years old.
他里面已经懂得怎样考你有没有资格做他的家长。
There is a sense of judgment towards you as a parent.
当他看不起你的权威的时候。
When the child despises your authority.
你一生就在他的手下。
You are under his control.
当他真正佩服你的权威的时候。
But when he understands that.
他一生就在你的手下。
He will follow you for the rest of his life.
就这样简单的。
Is such a simple principle.
教育不是太困难的事情。
Education is not that complicated.
教育也不是可以掉以轻心的事情。
It is also not something to be taken lightly.
Moses 小的时候就领受的教导。
The education Moses received when he was young.
大的时候就产生的果效。
Had an effect when he was old.
为什么敢不怕王怒
？Why was he not afraid of the king?
为什么他敢面对强大的法力
？Why was he so bold against the judge?
为什么他敢见义勇为呢？
Why was he daring to fight?
因为他里边有一个信仰的立场。
Because there is a purpose of
faith. 里边有一个伟大的传统。
A great tradition.
里边有一个看神的宝座高过人宝座的意象。
A vision that sees the throne of God higher than the throne of man.
神的法力高过人的法力的一个意象。
The vision that the law of God is higher than the law of man.
神的国度高过人国度的意象。
The kingdom is higher than the kingdom of man.
这种精神
，such a spirit，
在全本圣经的传统里面变成每一个先知的精神。
Becomes the spirit of every single prophet in the Bible.
大半的先知们
，all prophets，
他不会向威武的人屈膝的。
Will not compromise to the powers of the world.
大半做先知的人
，all prophets，
他不会在贫穷的时候随便转动他的意念的。
Will not be moved by poverty.
大半做先知的人
，all prophets，
他不会被美色、被酒肉所引诱。
Will not be seduced by sex.
这就是中国的孟子所讲的话语。
This is what men should say.
一个君子怎么看得出来呢
？How do we tell a gentleman?
一个君子的富贵不能淫。
A gentleman will not be moved by wealth.
贫穷不能移。
Or poverty.
但是他的威武也不能屈。
But his status of victory can
be moved. 摩西在这三方面都达到这个标准。
And Moses was like this.
他在王宫里面。
When he was in the palace.
不跟他们淫乱。
He was not with the people.
浸淫在那些生活中间
or in decadence
当他出来要过贫穷生活的时候
when he was poor
他没有转移他的信念对神的忠实
he did not move his faithfulness
当威武来到的时候
when his authority came
绝对不屈服
he was not willing to
compromise 这样的人才会被神左右
these people will be used by
这样的青年在神的国度里面才有作为
and these young people will be used by the kingdom of God
感谢上帝问题来了
when the problem comes
摩西从小领受的教育
the education he had
现在活了起来
Now he was fervent.
真心侍奉
He wanted to serve.
为主做工的时候
To work for the Lord.
原来用血气的办法神不用
The Lord did not want his
method. 不用怎么办呢
Then what happened?
上帝不会说因为没有人像你这样也不错了
God would not say I'll just use you because there's no one else.
滥竽充数也不好过没有
Better than nothing.
聊胜于无你继续做下去
Why don't you serve because it's better than nothing.
你杀埃及人杀几个就几个
Just kill as many Egyptians as you want.
更大的仆人出来才不用你
Maybe a greater servant will come.
所以马上不用他了
But God did not use him immediately and chase him to the wilderness.
摩西这个时候要怎样面对这个事实呢
？How did Moses face the reality?
英雄无用武之地。
As a hero, there was no place for him.
所受的教育学问无人懂。
No one know of his knowledge.
中国人说对牛弹琴，他是对羊演讲。
Like he was speaking only to the sheep.
他讲天文地理三教九流讲完了，羊就是咩。
No matter what he said, the sheep couldn't understand.
这种生活四十年好受不好受
？It was a difficult 40 years.
是很多人在这样的状况中间。
Many people are like this.
他就是上帝呀、啊，你在哪
？You will say, God, where are you?
我的热心，你没有给我回报。
I'm fervent, but you did not reward
me. 我的奉献，你没有给我工程。
I give up myself, but there's no harvest.
我的才干，你没有给我机会发展。
Great talent, but you did not give up.
上帝，我要怎么样呢
？What would I do?
我这样做不做也错，做了也是错。
I'm wrong one way or the other.
如果你信靠我
，If you know me，
如果你不满意我
，If you are not happy with me，
为什么把我放在这里这么久？十年没有动静，二十年没有动静，四十年还在这里。
Why did you place me in this place for 40 years？
我相信有许多侍奉主的人
，I believe many servants of God
经历过这样的情形
，would have experienced this。
好像你要侍奉主，神不给你侍奉
，as if the Lord do not give you opportunity。
你有许多的才干用不出来
，you have great talent but
没有人欣赏你
，no one appreciate you。
那些人不像人，像羊一样的
，these people are like sheep。
所以你不知道怎么处理自己与神与人之间的关系
，and so you do not know how to deal with this。
美国有一个今年70多岁的人
，there is a 70-odd-year-old man。
一直跪上帝做不出什么事情。
He cannot accomplish much.
我说你写书吧。
I said, why don't you write a book?
他答应我60岁以后写书。
He said, after 60 he will write.
什么时候是答应的
？When did he agree?
1975年答应。
1975.
那个时候他才40多岁。
He promised me when he was
40. 那个时候我才30多岁。
I was in my 30s.
现在过了几十年以后。
A few decades later.
我问他说，你答应我60岁以后写书写了没有啊
？I asked him, you promised me that you publish a book.
一个字都没有写。
He hasn't done a single word.
后来他对我说一句话。
But he said something later.
上帝给我这么多训练，这么多学问，有这么大的学位，难道不用我吗
？God has given me such talent and so much academic training. Surely he will use me.
时间还没有到。
The time is not
yet. 有一天他会用我。
One day he will use me.
我盼望有一天上帝用他。
I hope God will use him one day.
今年已经差不多75岁。
But he's 75 this year.
到底要怎么样被上帝用呢
？How would he be used by
you? 你说主啊，我要给你用。
He said, "Oh Lord, I want to be used by you."
上帝有时候说，你先到旷野去。
God maybe say go to the wilderness first and wait.
等了10年还没有份。
After 10 years nothing happened.
等了20年还没有份。
20 years nothing happened.
等到什么时候
？When will it happen?
上帝，你刑罚我太久了，你忘记期限了。
Oh God, you have forgotten the timeline.
我们有时候罚孩子会忘记的。
Sometimes we punish our children and we forget.
有一次我的孩子很调皮，我说发站。
Once I asked my children to stand in the corner.
他在我旁边发站。
They stand beside me.
发站一个钟头。
1 hour.
结果呢，我自己睡了2个钟头。
But I went to sleep for 2 hours.
没有起来。
I didn't wake up.
他又不敢走。
And the child did not move.
他一面站在那里发站，一面就心里可能咒诅我，我也不知道。
Maybe he was cursing at me when he was standing there.
20多岁的时候。
When he was in his 20s.
他还对我说：“爸爸记得吗？”从前叫我站一个钟头，你睡2个钟头。
The father, do you remember last time you punished me for 2 hours?
那个当时又不敢走。
I was so tired, I dare not move.
因为我在家里，我用很大的这个心血来教导孩子。
In my family, I spent a lot of time with my kids.
现在看
到
孩子教导的果效都出来。
I see the fruit of my labor today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
上帝为什么让摩西40年在旷野
？Why did God let Moses stay in the wilderness?
上帝到底要不要用他
？For 40 years.
用他为什么不早一点
？Why did God not
move
earlier?
为什么这么迟
？Why did it take so long?
这个时候摩西需要的是什么
？What did Moses need?
摩西需要的就是坚韧的心。
Moses need a heart.
继续等候到底的心。
A heart of perseverance.
继续长久忍耐跟随主，没有移动他的志愿的心。
A heart of long suffering.
这是最重要最重要的事情。
This is most important.
今天有很多的年轻人，主啊，我奉献给你，2年就没有了。
Many young people say, "Oh Lord, I give my life to you." 2 years later, that's it.
热心，一下子就没有了。
With great fervency, it disappears.
我们中国人叫做五分钟热度。
And this is being warm for 5 minutes.
印尼文不是五分钟热度。
This is not how the Indonesian describes it.
热，鸡粪热。
The Indonesian describes it as like chicken droppings.
啊，他说这个 panas， 阿姨。什么叫做鸡粪热呢
？What does chicken dropping warm means?
鸡这个下粪一堆的时候，你摸热得不得了。
When the chicken had a dropping, it's pretty warm.
2分钟的鸡粪就冷得不得了。
But 2 minutes later, it'll be very cold.
印尼人说那些五分钟热度的人，热，鸡粪热。
Indonesian describe a temporal fervency like this.
很多的青年都是这样。
Many young people like this.
进去未回来，主啊，主啊。
When you go for a retreat, you say, "Oh Lord, oh Lord."
后来呢，过了两年，钱呢、啊，钱呢、啊。
Two years later, you say, "Oh money."
刚刚奉献做传道的时候。
When we give up our life.
主啊，用我，用我。
We say, "Oh Lord, use me."
过几年。
Two years later.
主啊，我用你，我用你。
I use you, oh Lord.
我们的热度只维持一下子。
Our fervency is maintained for a short while only.
长久的坚韧的心智没办法培养起。
Be difficult for us, be long suffering.
摩西不是如此。
This was not the case for Moses.
离开了埃及。
When he left Egypt,
不怕王怒。
It was because he was not afraid.
抵挡不对的法律。
He was against unjust laws.
打死那不义的人。
And killed the Egyptians.
一走掉的时候呢
？When he left,
他太多事情是在回顾了。
There were many things when he went back.
你埃及人欺负我的同胞。
Egyptians were against my people.
我为我的同胞征战。
I was fight for them.
把他打死了。
And killed.
他以为这样解决了社会问题。
He thought he would solve social problems this way.
第二天。
Second day,
看一个人在欺负另外一个人，
他跑前去，对不对？
这一次怎么中国人欺负中国人
？How can the Chinese fight one another？
怎么不是日本人欺负中国人
？Why not the Japanese？
怎么不是印尼人欺负中国人
？Or the Indonesian？
为什么变成本族的人欺负本族的人呢
？Why did the people fight among themselves？
原来呢，世界不分国界，罪恶的本性是每一个人都。
The nature of sin is in everyone.
五十年前
，50 years ago，
印尼人把荷兰人赶走了。
The Indonesian chased away the Dutch。
结果呢？荷兰人怎样欺负印尼人，也没有像多米苏哈多欺负印尼人农民那样厉害。
But Tommy Suharto oppressed the farmers much worse than the Dutch did.
你说印尼人这个说对中国的排华。
You say that the Indonesians are against the Chinese.
多少没有良心的中国人吃掉中国人的钱，比印尼人就更残忍。
But a lot of Chinese oppress their own race much worse than the Indonesians.
摩西有个非常非常幼稚的思想。
Moses had an immature thinking
process. 他有很大的学问。
He had great knowledge.
很少真正社会的知识。
But he had no social knowledge.
看见这个以后呢？
When he saw this,
他慢慢不知道怎样侍奉上帝。
He didn't know how to serve God.
越侍奉越错了。
The more he served, the more wrong he became.
被赶到旷野去。
And he went to the wilderness.
这四十年怎么样呢？
What did he do for 40 years?
你还要侍奉吗？
You want to serve God?
你侍奉错了。
You are wrong.
你的方法不对。
Your methods were wrong.
你跟人家赶走的。
You are chased out.
你不能侍奉的。
You cannot serve.
你还要侍奉吗？
Do you want to continue?
圣经怎么讲的？
The Bible says.
坚持着。
He was persevering.
坚持到四十年以后变成老人家。
He persevered for 40 years and became old.
胡须长长。
He had long beard.
白发苍苍。
And white hair.
体力不如从前。
He was not physically strong.
每天带着羊去。
Every day he brought the sheep out to the wilderness.
晚上带回去。
And brought it back.
白天带带出来。
Every day he did the same thing.
几十年就是这样。
For a few decades.
人生像机器一样。
The life was robotic.
来来去去。到了八十岁那一年
，When he was 80,
他侍奉的心还是坚持。
He still had a heart of service.
他没有放弃。
He didn't give up.
看见有烧着的荆棘在火中间没有烧坏。
And he saw a burning bush that was not consumed.
这一生从来没有见过。
Something he never seen before. How was it possible?
就这么理性之外。
Out of my reason,
就这么经验之外。
Out of my experience.
我从来不明白的事。
Something I cannot understand.
向前去看。
And he went to see.
这表示摩西的研究学问的心还在。
It means he still have his heart of seeking.
但一靠近向前的时候。
When he got closer.
有声音说摩西摩西。
A voice said Moses Moses.
脱下你的鞋子。
Take off your sandals.
因为你站的地方是圣。
The place you stand is on sacred ground.
神的呼召来了。
The calling of God came.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他侍奉错以后。
After he made a mistake,
神放下他。
The Lord left him.
十年里面不对他讲话。
Didn't talk to him for a long time.
二十年不对他讲话。
Ten years, twenty years.
三十年不对他讲话。
Thirty years.
四十年不对他讲话。
Forty years when there was silence.
四十年过了以后呢
？After 40 years,
神讲话了。
The Lord spoke.
我要用你。
I will use you.
你脱下你的鞋子。
Take off your sandals.
这是神圣地方。
This is holy ground.
神圣的呼召来到。
The holy calling is here.
摩西为什么会等到这一天？
Why did he wait for so long?
因为他清楚知道神的旨意是永远的。
He knew clearly the will of God is eternal.
神在哪里？
Where is God?
神就丢掉你了。
God has
神就放弃你了。
Forsaken you.
摩西说：“你们没有看见，我看见。”
Moses said, "You did not see what I can see."
坚守。
He was persevering.
四十年。
For 40 years.
他师父看见了那不能看见的主。
He could see the invisible God.
没有人看见。
No one else.
没有人明白。
No one else could understand.
摩西，你不看见是你的事，我看见。
Moses said, "That is your business. I can see."
我用信心看见。
With faith, I can see him.
摩西的信心所看见的，跟世人所看的完全不一样。
The faith of Moses was different from the faith of man.
世人看见王可怕的权柄。
Man see the frightening authority of the king.
摩西看见比王的权柄更高的宝座才是可怕。
And Moses saw the throne that is higher than the power of the king.
世人看见。 Pharaoh 的法律已经完美了。
The people of the world see the law of the Pharaoh.
摩西看见超过法律的法律。
Moses saw the law above the laws of men.
世人看见法老的权柄就是今生最大的权柄。
The people of the world see the power and authority of the Pharaoh.
摩西看见神的权柄不但今生，而且来生，这都永永远远高过权柄的权柄。
Moses saw that the power of God not only is higher than the power of man today, but for all eternity.
这样的年轻人
，such a young person，
非常宝贵的。
Is very precious.
绝对不要沉迷在传统下。
He did not want to just follow the tradition.
绝对不要丧失自己在错误的中间。
He did not want to lose himself in mistakes.
他要看到最高的权威。
He want to see the highest authority.
最高的法律。
The highest law.
最高的宝座。
The highest throne.
等。
And wait.
等到有一天。
Till one day.
天上的呼召来到的时候。
When the calling from heaven comes.
他要改一个整个世界。
He will reform the whole church.
神就这样用这个人。
And the Lord will use a person.
这一个人的影响
the influence
几千年以后在新加坡继续发展下去
is still here in Singapore several thousand years later.
你谁像摩西
Who was like Moses?
你满足于现状吗
Are you
satisfied? 你满足于社会里面不公的事
Are you satisfied with the injustice of the world?
满足于教会里面错误的事情
Or the problems in your church?
你失败了
You have failed.
你要侍奉但是你失败了
When you're in your ministry.
你有血气的侍奉神不答应
Your ministry of your flesh is wrong.
你要坚持下去
But you must persevere
持守下去
and hold on.
主啊
Say, oh Lord,
在我有生之年
in my lifetime,
我求你再呼召
I ask you to call me again.
求你把我修剪以后
after you have rebuilt me,
你再用我
and use me.
为什么上帝不用摩西
Why did God not use Moses?
为什么上帝不愿意那样的心那有学问的人上帝不用他
A person of such great fervor.
因为他灵巧太多了
There are too many rough edges.
这里吐一块，那里吐一块，天天刺人的。
Rough edges here and there.
所以神不能用他们。
And God could not use him.
王明道先生有一篇文章，我读得很感动。
Reverend Wang Mingdao had the essay that moved me.
他们大家以为要比哥利亚更大的将军才能杀死他。
All of us thought that you have to find a person larger than Goliath to kill him.
上帝用这个大卫小小的这个小孩子来打死。
But God used such a child as David to kill Goliath.
扫罗以为大卫要穿全副的军装才能防御他。
Saul thought that he had to put on great armor on David.
大卫说：“我绝对不穿这个衣服，我敢面对他。”
David said, "I do not want your armor. I can face Goliath."
完全不同的观念。
Completely different concept.
不在传统的控制之下。
Not under tradition.
大卫拿这个祭型。
Moses took David took the spring,
拿了石头
and took rocks.
我问你，如果你拿石头，你要大的还是小的？
If you pick stones, would you pick a large one?
你要大的或者小的？
Which one?、啊、
我问你啊，小的，小的可以打死大人呐、啊，打蚊子可以的。
Small rocks.
这么大的人，你要用最大的石头打他？不是，他会选小的。
David chose small pebbles.
如果你选是你要选尖的或者选圆的。
If you choose a pebble, you choose a sharp one.
你要选尖的或者圆的。
Or round one.
当然是尖的。
Of course, a sharp one.
你都揪的对不对？啊，刺就刺进去了，有尖尖的嘛。
有 sharp angle.
好厉害，刺到眼睛最好的，对不对
？Hit the eye.
大卫不，他找圆圆的、花花的石头。
But Moses, this David chose very smooth pebbles.
王明道就说了。
Reverend Wang Mingdao said,
很多人不够圆不够花上帝不用他
A lot of us are not smooth enough so God does not want to use us
不是说你要圆花诡诈不是那意思
It doesn't mean you have to be sly
一块石头变成圆的变成花的是经过几千年在河流里面受过试炼
For a stone to be smooth it has been moved by thousands of years in the river
你不像你买个尖尖的石头
If you don't believe you just find a rough stone
放在你家里面的水池里面
Put it in the pond in your house
鱼池里面
In your aquarium.
看看过两年出来是不是尖尖，还是尖尖。
Two years later, you still look the same.
因为石头变得圆的。
For a stone to be smooth,
多少磨
？It has been molded.
多少时间
？Much time.
磨完了以后
，After lots molding,
上帝才用这样的。
And God used it.
人不选这样，上帝选这样的。
Man would not choose that, but God did.
为什么摩西年轻的时候上帝不用呢
？Why did God not use Moses?
满身都是棱角。
When he was young,
这里是旧，那里是旧，全部跑出来。
He had lots of rough edges.
走过路的时候，全部的人都受伤。
And then a lot of people can get hurt.
像今天很多青年人很有才干。
Like a lot of young people today.
到之处一定跟人家吵。
Everywhere we go, we quarrel with people.
上帝怎么用
？How will God use?
来磨掉这边。
God was.
磨掉这边，磨掉这边。
File away all your rough edges.
磨完了以后呢
？After that,
然后上帝叫大卫选了他。你射不是尖的厉害。是重要害才要紧。
It's not that the stone is sharp; it's where it lands.
那个小石头
for a small pebble,
射到哥利亚的头的时候，
he hit the temple of Goliath,
就进到了这个太阳穴的地方，
and went into the temple,
骨头与骨头中间的缝就进去了，
a small gap between the bones,
进去就搅乱他的脑浆了，
when he said he hit the brain,
不死也要死，
and surely he would die,
神的办法不一样，
the methods of God were different,
当摩西还是满身棱角的时候，
when Moses was still full of rough edges,
神就到旷野去，
God said go to the wilderness,
四十年以后，
for 40 years,
啊耶和华，
He said, Oh Lord,
我八十岁，
I am 80 now,
我什么都没有了，
I don't have anything else,
我知道我从前错了，
I know I was wrong,
我靠血气不能成就，
with my flesh I couldn't accomplish much,
现在怎么样了？
What would I do now?
上帝说我要用你了，
God said, I want to use you,
但是我老了，
but now I'm old,
老了还有用的，我的力量不像从前，
I'm not as strong as before,
这样才会靠我的力量，不靠你的力量，
and God said, then you will use my strength,
感谢上帝，
Thanks be to God.
坚持到底。
When you persevere to the end,
看见了不能看见的主。
You will see the invisible God.
他不能看见主。
He cannot see God.
心里面看见。
But in his heart he could.
人不能看见主。
We cannot see God.
主看见那个。
But God can see us.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
主在看你怎样磨练。
God is looking at you.
看你怎样顺从。
How you are obedient.
到最后。还是要用。
In the end, he was still using.
那你说这段时间太久了。
But you say it's a long
time. 这段时间太苦了。
Very difficult.
当我受苦的时候，主啊，你在哪里
？When I'm suffering, oh Lord, where are you?
有一个法国的女宣教士到非洲去。
There is a woman preacher who went to Africa.
她要侍奉主。
She wants to serve God. And she was
结果不小心给黑人抓去强暴了。
But she was raped by the natives.
强奸了以后。
After that,
她大哭。
She cried,
他怪上帝
and blamed God.
他就回到法国
and then
永远不要到非洲
and did not want
永远不要传
道
上帝会奉献给你你别把我变成这样的一个人
Oh Lord, I give my life to you and you make this happen to me
有一天
One day,
在宣教会议的时候
in a mission conference
他听见一段的话语
She heard something
耶稣基督为他的仇敌死
Jesus Christ died for her enemies
流血祷告求父赦免他仇敌的
And Jesus died for his enemy and asked the Lord to forgive him.
人家钉死他，他赦免他们。
Although they crucified him, he forgave them.
他的爱使人回到上帝面前。
His love enabled people to return to God.
圣灵在他心中工作。
The Holy Spirit worked within her heart.
受感动。
She was moved greatly.
流了很多的眼泪。
And she wept.
上帝主啊，我再一次奉献给你。
She said, Oh Lord, I give myself to you again.
就是因为他们是罪人。
Because they are sinners.
所以他们需要福音。
And so they need the gospel.
如果他们不是罪人，
if they were not sinners,
我去那边做宣教士要讲什么道呢？
What is the point of me being a missionary?
说我受了苦，
Lord, I have suffered.
我被强暴，
I have been raped.
我能不能再爱这个民族？
Can I still love these people?
我能不能再传道给这个民族？
Can I still preach the gospel to them?
这个民族因为一个人犯了这个错，就没有机会，没有资格听我传耶稣的福音吗？
Just because there's a mistake made by one person, does it mean that they are not qualified anymore?
打哭
After she
went,
she gave up herself again,
决定回到那个部落,
and she returned back to that
village, 回到那个这个民族中间,
to that people,
永远不离开, 死在那边,
and died there to the end,
传道,
and preached the gospel.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
后来千千万万人信耶稣, 因为他的缘,
and thousands of people believe because she returned.
你爱你的仇敌,
love your enemies,
回到他们的中间,
and return to them.
你把道传给他们,
and give them the word of God.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
摩西坚守到八十岁。
Moses persevered till he was 80.
浪费时间吗？
Did he waste his time?
不是。
No.
上帝看他真正知道自己 I am nothing 的时候。
When God realized he know that he is nothing.
上帝说我要用你。
God said I will use you.
我差派你。
I will send you.
许多时候当我们要侍奉主而神好像不给我们机会的时候。
Sometimes when it seems that God is not giving us opportunity.
没有想我们是用血气帮助上帝是不可以。
We must realize that we cannot help God with our flesh.
我们常常没有自省，就先怪罪上帝。
Sometimes we are not awakened ourselves and we blame God.
求主怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
神的时间到的时候。
When the timing of God comes.
他告诉我 I'm still living.
He tells us that he is still living.
You are God.
我是你的上帝。
My eternal plan had not been demolished.
我永远的旨意还没有被丢弃。
Today.
今天。
I call you again.
我呼召你。
I renew.My calling on you.
我再一次的呼召你。
Come,
来。
Follow me.
跟随我。
I'm sending you.
我现在在差派你。
摩西啊。
摩西。
我现在要差你。
I will call you and send you.
太迟了。
You say too late.
我的口越来越钝了。
I'm not articulate anymore.
我现在不能讲话了。
I cannot speak anymore.
我已经80岁了。
I'm 80.
没有演讲40年了。
I haven't spoken for 40 years.
如果再被你用,
if I'm used by you again,
没有办法收回我的恩赐。
I don't have the talent anymore.
上帝说好啦好啦，既然这样，我叫别人了。
Because say just use someone else then.
我告诉你，上帝，你不能吓他，你不能骗他，你不能改他。
God cannot be changed by us. He cannot be fooled by us.
所以上帝说，是谁造你的舌头？
God say who made your tongue?
啊，你敢对我讲这个话？
How dare you say this?
你做口笨舌，我造你的舌头。
When I made you,
你去。
Go.
如果你感到你的舌头不够厉害讲话，
if you think you're not articulate enough,
我现在叫你哥哥。 亚伦跟你去,
I send your brother Aaron with you.
他要做你的口,
he will be your mouth.
你要去埃及,
go among the Egyptians.
再进皇宫,
go into the palace.
对法老说,
and speak to the Pharaoh.
让我的百姓出来,
let my people go.
神是不能妥协,
God will not compromise.
神的旨意一定要成就,
his will will come true.
当你看见好像神的旨意突然又显现的时候,
if you look at the will of God, it seems not to come true.
日子过得这么长，这么没有意义。
When you see the days passing by,
当时间一来的时候,
when the timing of God is up,
一个像摩西这样一个人,
a person like Moses,
可以叫法老王结果要顺服上帝,
could make Pharaoh obedient to God.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为摩西不靠自己,
he did not use his own strength.
靠上,
he used the might of God.
不是一个一个杀,
he did not kill them one by one.
整个晚上就把整个百姓从埃及带出来。
With one evening, he brought all the people out.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
我们祷告吧,
let us pray.
顺服主吧,
let us be obedient.
坚持到底,
let us persevere.
神的呼召,
when the calling of God,
神的旨意来到底,
the will of God comes,
他会用你做大事,
he will use you for mighty works.
不要靠自己,
do not use yourself.
要靠上帝,
use his strength.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主,
thanks be to God.
我们站起来,
let us stand up together. And read verse 27 again.
希伯来书第11章第27节,
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 27.
反正一同大声来读。一二三, 他因着信就离开了埃及，不怕王怒。感谢上帝。他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见了。